Hey friend, welcome back to the show. In today's Tea Time Tuesday episode, I want to talk to you about what to do when your estranged child has a very different version of events than you do. How do you respond without agreeing to something that's not true, and also without shutting down the communication? And how do you keep from losing your temper when they say something that you know is untrue? I'm going to tell you in this episode. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my tea time friend. Thank you for stopping by today. The weather might be warming up where you are, but even if so, in my opinion, it's still a good time for hot tea. So I hope you have some decaf tea or coffee in your cup. In this episode, I want to talk to you about how to respond to your child when you totally disagree with what they're saying, or maybe you just flat out know that it's not true. Now, you might think this does not apply to you if right now you're not in contact with your estranged child at all, but I want you to be believing that you will be in contact with them, and the sooner that you prepare for that time, the better. In fact, your preparation for the reconciliation demonstrates your belief, and Jesus rewards strong belief. Before we get into the episode, I want to give you a heads up on the 2024 estrangement coaching schedule. I have already filled spots through June at the time that I'm recording this. So if God is leading you to explore how I can help you to repair your broken heart and your estranged relationship with your child, this is the time to contact me. The first step is the consultation call. On that call, I ask you some questions that help me pinpoint exactly what's going on in your estrangement situation and what it would take to repair the relationship. I lay out a clear path for you, detailing the steps to feeling better and ending the estrangement. We also talk about what it would look like if I help you get there. I have helped hundreds of Christian women feel better and heal their relationships, and I can help you too. To schedule your free consultation, go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and fill out the short application on that page. The more detail you give me in your answers, the better. The link to get your application in will also be in the notes for this episode. I highly encourage you to pause me here, send me your application, and then come right back, because the remaining spots for 2024 will likely fill soon, and if you don't do it now, the enemy will find other things to distract you. And by the way, if you are hearing this after 2024, you still want to head over to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule to send me your information for a consultation call. That is currently the only way for new clients to work with me. Also, I want to tell you all about my gift to you for Mother's Day. As we approach Mother's Day, I know that this time of year can feel especially hard, and I'm inviting you to a free masterclass series called I Am a Mother. It is a 4-week class that's going to be taught here on the podcast on Tuesdays, starting April 16th, 2024. So you can come here and listen to those lessons. But if you sign up, you will also get a weekly email with my private notes on that week's topic, and you'll get an audio prayer and meditation on week 4 of the class. This class is designed to help you navigate Mother's Day and the time leading up to it with more sufficiency, emotional wellness, and hope. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/mother. That is my gift to you for Mother's Day. Okay, now let's get into how to respond when you highly disagree with what your estranged daughter or son is saying to you. First, let's make sure that we're on the same page about the goal of the conversation with your child. Adult children estrange because for whatever the reason or reasons, they feel emotionally unsafe in the relationship. Emotional unsafety might look like they think you'll get angry at them if they say how they really feel, or they think that you'll disapprove of them and reject them. Maybe they think that it just really won't make any difference if they tell you how they feel, or that you'll make it all about you and try to make them feel guilty. Whatever it is, there's always an element where they feel emotionally unsafe. To repair the estrangement, you have to establish or reestablish a sense of emotional safety with them. If they say something to you that is difficult for you to hear, I want you to consider this. It's working. Because when they say things that they really think and feel, even when you disagree with them, it means that you have created enough of a sense of emotional safety that they're opening up, even if just a little bit. And yes, it might be through harsh words, at least initially, but they are still speaking to you about their real feelings, and you don't want to shut that down. If you cut them off strong and tell them that that is not how it happened or that they're lying or something similar, then you're shutting down the communication and they're more than likely going to close off again and decide that you haven't changed and there's no use in talking to you. But how do you wrap your mind around their version of things when it's so far from your version of things? I want you to consider the snake and the stick. Here's what I mean. If you were walking in your yard and a twiggy stick wrapped around your leg and you glanced down and thought it was a snake, if that happened, here's what else would happen. You would probably scream, you would run, your heart would speed up, your blood pressure would raise, and you would feel a surge of adrenaline throughout your body. Now, let's say that you notice it wasn't a snake, but rather it was a stick. The fact that it was not actually a snake didn't make any difference in the reaction that you had. You believed it was a snake, and you had the same experience that you would have had if it were a real snake. It's a lot like that with your estranged child. They might not have the facts right, but if they believe something happened a certain way, then they had the same experience as they would have had if it really did happen that way. Instead of trying to talk them out of their perception, which, spoiler alert, is an uphill and generally useless battle, you want to meet them where they are and create the sense of emotional safety. You do that by allowing them to have their perspective and focusing on their feelings. I know that you'll want to defend yourself, correct the narrative, or set the record straight, and you might feel triggered by a label, like if they say that you're toxic or narcissistic. Believe me, I know how triggering that labels can be. The fastest way to get relief from those uncomfortable feelings is to not stay in that spot and argue about them. It's about allowing them to just be there, and you go underneath of that label. Get your child talking about their feelings about whatever it is. So if they say that you're a self-centered narcissist, your answer might be, I've never considered myself a narcissist, but it sounds like your experience of me has led you to a different conclusion. Can you tell me more about how that's impacted you? So now you're getting beyond the label, which does not actually matter much in the grand scheme of things, and into their feelings, which matters a lot. And when I say that the label doesn't matter much, please know that I am not overlooking how much the labels can upset you. What I mean is that the labels don't impact the outcome of the reconciliation or the health of the future relationship that you're trying to rebuild. Remind yourself that they're just saying words, and you get to decide how much power that you're going to assign to those words. Also, remind yourself of the stick and the snake. Your perception or reality might be very different from what your son or daughter is saying. But if they had the experience of a snake, it doesn't make a difference if it was really a stick. Reminding yourself of that helps you to drop into a place of empathy instead of opposition-focused communication. If all of this sounds good, but you know you're going to need some training and support to make it happen in real life, then I'm here for all of that. Set up your consultation at theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule, and let's talk about how to best support you to get your child back in your life. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, sister mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.